World Football at AFCON with John Bennett.
Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. Hope you're all enjoying AFCON so far, with Nigeria, Ghana and Egypt all in action. The first Sunday of the tournament was always going to deliver plenty of talking points. It did not let us down. Ghana, beaten 2-1 by Cape Verde, an injury time winner. Also in Group B, Mozambique, seconds away from their first ever win at AFCON, and against the seven-time winners, Egypt, as well, before a 97th-minute Mohamed Salah penalty to make it 2-2. And in Group A, Nigeria held to a 1-1 draw by Equatorial Guinea. So let's get straight into world football at AFCON with the former Cameroon defender Sebastian Bassong and a 2015 finalist with Ghana, Kwesi Appiah. Seb, we're going to have to be nice to Kwesi. He is going to be upset about that Black Stars defeat. We're going to have to be gentle with him.
You are indeed, guys.
So without further ado, let's talk straight away about Ghana's defeat against Cape Verde. So Cape Verde taking the lead first half through Jamiro Montero. Ghana then had a goal ruled out for offside. They did eventually equalise in the second half. Alexander Djiku heading in a Jordan Ayew free kick. Both sides had chances to win it. And then Cape Verde's Gary Rodriguez took his chance in the 92nd minute after a mix-up at the back. Oh, Kwesi, what do you make of that from Ghana's perspective? Did the performance deserve more, or were you disappointed by the display today?
To be honest, this is our problem most times of recent, is that our expectations don't really match the reality. You know, we're really excited before the tournament. We're really hopeful that we're going to do something and go far in the tournament. And then we have an opening game like this, which is a shock for us, really, because at the least, I think it's a draw, and we should be taking a point and move on. But to suffer a defeat like that, such sloppy circumstances late on as well, it just doesn't sit right for me, and it just don't feel good.
Seb, that's the Ghana perspective. What about the Cape Verde perspective? Only their third win in their history at an AFCON. It's a nation with a population of just 500,000. This is an amazing start for them. How impressed were you by Cape Verde?
Honestly, I wasn't that impressed in terms of the way they were playing, because I knew they were coming up. Because people, obviously Ghana was favourite, but with the way Cape Verde played, you know, they were going forward, they were very energetic, they were straight at it. So I think it's a deserved win, because they've been the better side. And I've been playing against Cape Verde for many, many years, even during qualification for AFCON or World Cup with Cameroon. And this is a nation that keeps improving. You know, we always say there's no small nation, but Cape Verde is the proof of that. And today, they did well. And I reckon they really deserve their win.
Yeah, fantastic.
Fair play and well done to them.
Fantastic celebrations. When they almost went into the stands, didn't they, celebrating after they scored the winner. As for Ghana, you, the listeners, have been getting in touch via WhatsApp on our number dedicated to AFCON reaction. It's +44 800 032 0470.
Hi, John. My name is Abdul Karim from Accra. This loss, as bad as it is, isn't surprising considering the sort of results this team have given us over the last 2 years. And we weren't expecting any better, considering we have a coach who, for some reason, refuses to put his best foot forward. The one bright spot in the game was Alexander Djiku, who was fantastic in defense. And unfortunately, I don't see us doing any better in our next game against Egypt.
Yeah, thank you, Abdul Karim. We'll get some voice notes from Nigeria fans a bit later on. Kwesi, there has been a lot of pessimism around this team in the build-up. Do you think the players would have felt that going into the tournament?
Yeah, I do. I do feel that they would have felt a lot of pressure, you know. It's a nation who haven't won it for so long and haven't been performing well as of late either. So from that point of view, there will be that sort of anticipation amongst the group that they need to do something and come out firing. So to get off to a start like this is not ideal. Of course, we're missing the bright spark for us, you know, in Mohamed Kudus at the moment. Hopefully he comes back in against Egypt and can be that talisman for us, because we look a little bit like we've lost our swagger at the moment. And I think he's one of the players that can really ignite this team.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mohamed Kudus was injured, couldn't play. And yeah, they'll be desperate for him, Kwesi, to play against Egypt next. What a game that is. Pressure on the manager. We'll talk Egypt in a moment, but what's it going to be like in the Ghana camp now leading to that game? Can they lift themselves for this massive game against Egypt?
They've got no choice. They're going to have to, you know. Maybe they wasn't up for it against Cape Verde because of certain situations with the starting lineup maybe, or players that are missing, but There's no time now to be, you know, upset or sad. You've got to look forward and try and get the 3 points in the next game to push you on and out of the group. So it's a massive game against Egypt. They're a good side. They've obviously not got off to the greatest start themselves, but it will be a competitive game. And I think Kudus coming back in will be massive for us, and the team will be well up for it.
Elsewhere, an underwhelming start to the tournament for Nigeria. 1-1 draw against Equatorial Guinea. Iban Salvador gave the underdogs the lead first half, but then African Footballer of the Year, Victor Osimhen, equalised 2 minutes later. But he missed a great chance to win it second half. So Seb, the Equatorial Guinea keeper, was man of the match, which maybe tells you something. But was this a worrying Nigeria performance for you?
I mean, It's not a worrying Nigeria performance. When you start, obviously you want to start with a win. You know, you get yourself into the competition, and an ideal start is the win. They haven't lost, and I know there's been a lot of talks around how the Nigeria side were going to do, but overall they haven't been clinical enough. You know, I think they've been a bit rusty. They reacted really well after conceding a goal. So less than 2 minutes later, they scored a goal. So overall, I think when you get into the tournament, especially with 24 teams, because that AFCON's got 24 teams, therefore, what's going to happen in the group stage is not going to be detrimental if you don't win straight away. But obviously, you want to get warm, you want to get better with time. And hopefully for them, they're going to get better with time. So they're still in it, and he's going to be okay.
Yeah, actually, a former AFCON winner with Nigeria agreed with you, Effie Ambrose. He's been speaking to us on World Football at AFCON. He was saying, don't panic yet, Super Eagles fans. But he did say, Effie Ambrose, who lifted the title in 2013, that this team has to get better, has to be more of a unit.
You have to play for us as a team. It's not individual, because individual, we have the talent, we've got everything. But it's how to assemble the right players, the quality together, to work together as one, as a team. I think that's what we're still lacking right now. That oneness, that togetherness. I don't say it's not there, but it's not up to where it should be. Because right now you can see them, some of them are just coming, some of them are going out. We're not consistent and everything like that. So I believe probably because they're a young team as well, probably 1-2 years, you could see them joining together and playing as a team together.
And what about the Nigeria fans? What have they been telling us on the voice notes?
Hello, my name is Kelvin Ekerete. We need to be better. I am not going to lay any blame on the coach today, because I felt it was the players who were there that had a bit of a disappointing performance. I just feel it was a bit disappointing for me that we didn't get the win. The next game is going to be tougher, and we need to come out stronger. Because we really need to make it out of this group. Thank you.
Hi, BBC Sports. This is Tahir from Gombe in northern Nigeria. I expect us to come out stronger in the second match against Ivory Coast. I expect a bit of changes from the coach. I'm not impressed with Moses Simon, for instance. Alex Iwobi was also underwhelming.
Thanks to Kelvin and Tahir. Keep your voice notes coming in. So, guys, the next match, I mean, we're talking about Ghana, Egypt. In this group, Nigeria, Ivory Coast. That is going to be a must-watch or a must-listen game. Kwesi, do you think Nigeria, they can't really panic now going into this game after the 1-1 draw? Obviously, they would have wanted the win, but a draw is not too bad, is it?
No, I believe what the guys have said previous is spot on, you know. I think you can't go in the first game and be absolutely blowing teams out of the water, because it takes some time to get into your rhythm. And by the time you get out of the group, that's when you should be hopefully playing your best football and putting your best foot forward at those points. You know, not to mention some of the players, they've joined up to the camp late. So these things all, you've got to factor all these things in. And moving forward in the tournament, I'm sure you're going to see much better performances from a lot of teams, not just Nigeria or Ivory Coast or Ghana, whoever it may be. I think all teams, once they come out of the group, that's when they'll start showing their true style, and you'll see all of the big players and the big teams start performing well.
Let's head back into Ghana's group because Mohamed Salah delivered when it mattered yet again. Mozambique had never won an AFCON game before, but they were minutes away, seconds away from beating Egypt until Mustafa Mohamed was fouled in the box. And after a VAR check, Salah stepped up to score the penalty, made it 2-2. So a good day for the underdogs. Could have been even better, but Cap Verde getting the win, Mozambique almost getting the win. Seb, any doubt about the penalty decision? It looked like a foul to me, but there's been a lot of talk on social media that there was potentially an Egypt handball in the lead up to the incident. What do you make of that penalty decision? It was VAR, wasn't it, that gave it? The referee went over to the screen.
Yeah, I was watching the game, you know, and I know where the claim is coming from about a handball, but there was definitely not a handball because it was from the top of the arm. And then it was a bad decision from the defender who got rushed. He rushed his decision. He should have stayed behind, especially because he was in stoppage time. So that was a bit of inexperience from the Mozambique standpoint. And this is where you see the difference between players and teams. I think they're going to learn from their mistake. Because, you know, at the end of the game, you're very tired, you're emotionally drained. And that's the margin. That's the difference. What is it happening? That's the difference between the teams. And, but the penalty for me is a fair penalty. And it's hard to take from the Mozambique standing point. But if you would have told them before the game that they would have taken a point, I think they would have gone for it.
Yeah, that's a good point, because they did look heartbroken at the end. But yeah, if you'd said to them before, you're going to draw against Egypt and against Mohamed Salah, they'd have taken it. But let's get the Egyptian perspective on their start to this AFCON. The Egypt football expert and broadcaster Mohamed Kutba has been in touch with a voice note.
There's a lot to learn for Wee Vitoria from this game, especially with players like Enenni and Hegazi in particular, looking slow, having come back from an extended a period of absence for injury. But at the end of the day, a draw in such a game is better than a loss. Egypt started slowly in the previous edition as well and made it all the way to the final. So this shouldn't be an indication of how far Egypt can go. A lot to learn from, a very underwhelming start, but at the end of the day, a loss would have been more devastating.
Big teams making slow starts, but I've done my research, Kwesi, and when you got to the final 2015, do you remember what happened in your first game?
I believe we lost.
Yes, you did. You lost your first game in 2015.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
No, but it got better. I mean, yeah, then you got to the final. I mean, we won't talk about what happened in the final.
That was my point a minute ago. You know, we started poorly in my campaign and we managed to do well later on in the tournament. So I know it took us a bit of time to get ourselves going.
You know, when you win, when you get into a tournament, the start doesn't really matter. You just don't want to mess your start up. But what you're looking for, especially when you're a bit of an experienced team, is to get your form along the way. Because you want to be at your peak towards the end, not at the start, because you don't want to run out of steam. And so we all know, I know fans might be disappointed because it's very emotional for them. But as players, they shouldn't panic, and there's no reason for Egypt or Nigeria or whoever not going to be get the result that they expect in the first game to panic, because they've got to look for the long term.
And it's your turn now, Seb. On Monday, Cameroon begin their campaign very quickly. Yeah. How do you think it's going to go? Are you confident?
I'm always confident. I'm always confident. What would I not be?
I asked him that in the preview show. I asked him that question. Yeah, he's so confident. He likes the drama before the tournament. He thinks it helps. But yeah.
No, it helps. It does. It does help. But being confident doesn't mean that we're going to win. And even regardless of the result that we're going to get, I'd say that Cameroon's got the blueprint. The same way that Egypt has the blueprint for AFCON, we have the blueprint there because we've got 5 stars. So it must be that we got something, you know, in our DNA. However, you know, it's the truth of the day. They're going to have to roll their sleeve up. They're going to have to do the job, and we'll see.
We will be back after match day 3. Thanks to Sebastian Bassong. Thanks to Kwesi Appiah. Join us again on World Football at AFCON.
World Football at AFCON is a BBC Sport production from the BBC World Service.